1:24. I'm here with you were saying that Todd worked with you about 14 years?
Yes.
Okay. And you knew he was on probation?
Yeah, well, I knew that the
DUI
that took place, whatever it was, 3 or 4 years ago?
Yeah, I think it was a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
I want to say 98, but I'm not positive.
I honestly don't remember.
Yeah.
He sort of, he was not real crazy about the idea of ever having to go back to jail after spending the time that he did there. He did, it seemed to do, as far as I know, he did everything that he was required to do on the probation requirements, went to the alcohol school. He told me that he quit drinking, and I believe him, did all of the different requirements, and I know a lot of them because there was a cost involved, and there's some time involved. He had to, once in a while, leave a little bit early to go to some of the meetings for the probation officer, so I was pretty much aware of what was going on there. And, you know, I think that whole thing gave him, it would depress anybody to have to go through that. He was going through
it. Do you know offhand how much time he ended up spending in jail?
I think he had to spend 30 days initially.
30 days,
if I remember right. Somewhere close to 30 days. I forget things, there's parts of it I think initially it was about 30 days, though. The rest of it was just, he did have to do some work details, I believe, along the way. There was several different times he had to go out do the cleanup type work, like
community hours.
Yes. Other than that, the probation time and paying off the fines and paying off. It was pretty financially strapped. I do know that.
With all the probations, all riot fees and everything.
Yeah, really was not well, not what, financially well off anyway before that all happened. So just put a bigger strain on
that. How old is he as an employee?
Basically he was here and did his job, and everybody has their ups and downs. As far as accomplishing the work that he was supposed to do, he did a pretty average job, pretty okay job. Probably just like anybody, we had things to have to talk about now and then about, sometimes you had to work a little bit harder to do a better job sometimes, but he still came through and was okay. He was basically okay.
How did he get along with the other employees? Did he have a good working relationship with them?
I think mostly good. I think he pretty much kept to his own work and didn't get into anybody else's. Somewhat kept to himself work-wise. I don't think he didn't have any problems with anybody else. No more than anybody else does. You have little conflicts now and then, but nothing major.
Do you know if he, had he ever talked to you or anybody else about any problems at home, with his wife?
Well, you know, occasionally something might come up, I don't think he was super real happy with his marriage. His marriage was not wonderful, I think. I don't know what could have happened to, you know, work on that. You know, to improve that. But he, I think he had some unhappiness there. I didn't get too much involved in his personal life myself. You know, he might have shared more with some other guys in the shop. But I was involved as I felt I had to be with him. But I do know that he had some unhappiness there. I think pretty much. He was real happy with how well his daughter was doing in school and things that were going positively in that area. So I think that was the one positive part of his life. But I think he had some, he and his wife had problems. Possibly he and his older daughter had problems. And that's about all I know.
Mm-hmm. Do you know by chance if he had been sick the last for the end of his employment here?
Sick,
physically, mentally, or seeing a doctor for any particular reason?
I don't think he was seeing a doctor. I just think he had some overall depression, going on. And I think, it's like I say, he had some financial difficulties anyway, and then he had the requirements that made it was through his own actions with the DUI.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like somebody else did that to him. But I think he realized that, he did something wrong and he's having to take care of it and going through all the steps that have to be done. And it just was a long time, and it seemed like, I'm sure to him it seemed like he was never going to get out of it, probably. And I tried to tell him, take it a day at a time. Try to, get this done first, and then, do your, figure out what the fine, what, deal with each thing, but don't feel like it's just one huge thing,
mm-hmm.
I guess. I don't know if that would have been a good topic. But it was, a very depressing thing to have to go through, to know that financially you're already hurting,
you're already hurting, and
with this whole entitlement. Every time you turned around, it was more of something else added on to it. And it just was trying to, my hope was that he would understand that, hopefully if he did everything that it was required, then it would eventually work itself out and he'd be out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And, but, I think he had everything up and he probably just had a lot of depression going on.
Mm-hmm. Did he ever talk about divorcing his wife?
Not to me.
Leaving her?
No, I never got that impression. I think he just was going to tough it out or something.
Tough it out.
So I never really got that part.
Was he laid off or was he fired?
He was laid off, and this was himself personally, about 6 or 7 months ago, I just finally realized that we were not at the level of business that we should have been. And to keep my business open, it makes me hard, hard decisions, and that included letting, as you know, three or four people go at that time. I think four people for sure had to just lay off. I had very little other choice, and he was one of those four people. And I felt very bad, and I knew that that was probably not, obviously it doesn't help him in his financial situation, but the next thing could happen, and if I kept,
they're going to end up closing your business, right, and they're still
going to be able to find another job anyway. So, it was kind of a survival thing, I guess you might say, but it was not, my hope was that he wouldn't feel like he was being singled out, because he's a group of four people that are all being laid off at the same time.
How did he take the layoff?
Well, it hit him hard, I know, but I know I did talk to him a little bit when he came back, because he kind of needed some paperwork or something within the week after that happened. He said he was, going in for unemployment and looking around and trying to figure out what to do. He seemed a little bit, to have a little better attitude that day than he did the day that I let go.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, well, okay, that's maybe going to be work itself out. So it was a hard decision, like I say, but he was, it was tough, I'm sure, for him to accept that or whatever, and it was, I'm sure, very hard for him to move on from that. But I thought that he was at least trying to move on. And I think he did get a job. I don't even know where, but he got a job somewhere else.
Yeah, he got a job over at Quick Print or something up on the river.
Okay. I never knew.
You talked about him being kind of depressed. Was there a certain point where you started noticing it?
I don't really, I can't pinpoint it. I think there's other things, the DUI was a major thing. He was probably already kind of somewhat depressed before that. He had some, not pretty unhappy, some unhappy things going on at home.
Mm-hmm.
And, he came to work every day and he did what he was supposed to do. So maybe that was getting away from the problems at home.
Yeah,
work, I don't know. But, I didn't really, I don't know any certain time, but definitely at the time of the DUI and IV, that was a real, that was probably the worst thing that I remember that happened to him.
Had he ever talked about committing suicide or wishing he wasn't here anymore? I know sometimes people talk out loud when they're upset or something.
All I know is that he gave me the impression that he would just doesn't want to go back to jail for sure. That was kind of he seemed pretty serious about that.
This was after his jail, 30 days in jail, and stuff.
Right. Now, who would want to go back to jail?
Yeah.
Nobody's.
Yeah.
But that, he seemed to be pretty serious about that, but he never said anything about suicide to me.
anything else that you can tell me?
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if you thought, given that you thought as far as suicide, because of the situation
and depression.
And it really would have been a good thing for it to have been counseled in some way, that you didn't really be able to talk to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Do you know if you ever had received any type of counseling?
Not that I know of.
Not that you know of.
No. But, he was going through some hard things. And I was only trying to give him as much. I mean, I kind of stuck with him through the times that he was, had made sure that he saw the job to come back to after he did it.
Mm-hmm.
Just made sure that he knew that he still had a job. I didn't want him to feel like he didn't have a job, because that was important to him anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Important anyway, but regardless of, I mean, and I think once, when that whole thing happened, he came back, I think his mental attitude at work was good. Okay. And I don't know what it was like outside, but I think he did the best he could here. He knew that he had to do his best. He wanted to keep the job for himself. But as far as having, it wouldn't surprise me if he really did have thoughts of ending it all, because it was just too much to deal with. Like I say, some people do talk like that, but they're not serious about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know where the seriousness of it would be, but I think he probably gave it some thought at times. And it would have been good if he'd been able to have some kind of counseling, I think, to try to work that out.
Yeah. Anything else you can think of?
I just feel real bad, it's not a real happy situation.
Well, dude, because this is not the way we like things to turn out. I mean, some people do have to go to jail, and it's unfortunate that that happens, but we want to take them to jail when they need to have a jail. We don't want something like this to happen. So it's really unfortunate for his family and for us to have something like this happen. I mean, it doesn't happen very often, but
that's a bad one. I just feel bad. It's just a real sad thing, and it's not something like to see happen. I mean, like I said, I can kind of see where his mental attitude would have kind of pushed him into the situation he ended up in. It sounds like where he just, like I said, grabbed the knife and wanted to somehow end it all, I guess. But I don't know. It just seemed like that's what finally happened. And I guess at that point, it must have just been too much. It's just pretty sad. It's too bad that it happened.
Yeah.